This holiday season, travelers will reunite with loved ones and get separated from their possessions. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports on how your luggage may be spending the holidays.
When you've been in the travel business as long as Dave Castlevetter has, almost nothing surprises you. That includes the variety of items people will carry onto planes and leave behind in overhead bins.
One was a prosthetic.
An artificial leg.
And the other one was literally a kitchen sink.
Travelers sometimes leave strange things in restaurants, too. Brian Kent manages a restaurant in Washington, D.C.
And the most amazing thing I found in my restaurant while working was a briefcase with a Russian passport filled with $18,175 cash.
Hotel workers find valuables, too. Clothes, jewelry, and, in at least one case, a family pet. The travel and hospitality industries would like you to know that, regardless of what you might think, they really do care about reuniting people with their lost possessions. Dave Castlevetter, a spokesman for the Air Transport Association, says employees catalog everything.
They will inventory the bag right down to the color of your socks, the size of a shirt, you know, whether it has stripes.
And use an industry-wide computer network to find a match. Hotel chains, too, say they work hard to return things.
I mean, so many people booking online these days, we have both telephone, address, email, can write a letter, things like that.
John Wolfe, senior spokesman for Marriott International, says one Marriott hotel in Orlando, Florida, even returned items it couldn't find, a little girl's new stuffed toys. The manager went to Disney World and SeaWorld, bought replacements, and sent them with a note written in crayon that said,
"We missed you a lot and are glad to be home with you again. Love, Mickey and Shamu."
But the prize may have to go to the Homewood Suites Hotel in Malvern, Pennsylvania, where Jen Lufquist, Andrew Lee, their daughter, and their cats stayed this Thanksgiving. One cat vanished.
She was just nowhere to be found. We ransacked the room.
The staff was leaving treats out by the external doors to the hotel.
4 days later, the staff found the cat stuck in the arm of the sofa bed.
They trashed the couch.
Yeah, they had to saw into the couch to get her out because there was no other way. The manager rushed Gumi to the nearest vet,
who rehydrated the cat, and all was well. Not everything gets returned, of course. This year, for instance, 257 airline passengers have complained to the Department of Transportation about items stolen from checked bags. That's 50% more than last year. Even found things may never reach their owners. Frequent traveler Michael Blasek left an expensive pair of headphones in the seat back pocket. The airline radioed the pilot, who went back to Blasek's seat.
And he came forward, opened the window in the jet cockpit, and dropped the headphones in their case down to an individual waiting below.
Blasek was ecstatic until the agent handed him the case.
I looked inside, and the headphones themselves were missing.
Restaurant manager Brian Kent turned the briefcase he found stuffed with cash into police. After a month, no one had claimed it, so they gave it back.
I kept it. Bought a car, paid off some credit cards, had a great vacation.
Presumably a better one than the man who had left the briefcase behind. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.